Well, welcome to a noisy Cork hotel on the, what day is it, guys?
New
it's
Year's.
Just, it's new, the
Second
day,
of January.
Yeah, your first working day, would that be correct?
That's correct.
I'm about to introduce you to a company I've been working for a long time. And so far, the only person from this company that you've ever heard me mention is the CEO. So thank goodness today we're going to broaden the sound of the company by bringing in one of the other people who works for the company. But I tell you what, we'll start with the CEO. Trevor, say hello and who you are.
Trevor Winkworth, CEO of InHand Guides. A very happy new year to all our listeners, and we hope 2013 is successful.
Well, I should hope you hope 2013 is successful.
Otherwise,
I'd be really worried if you said, I hope it will be a disaster.
Yeah.
And who are you? Come on, who? Let's introduce the next person.
The mystery person.
Hi, I'm Valie Dumoulin, and I'm from Tournai in Belgium. And I'm the customer care specialist for InHand Guides.
And how many languages do you speak, Valie?
Well, I speak my mother tongue is French, and I speak English and Spanish, and I understand Dutch, but I don't really speak it.
Could you just say something like Happy New Year in French? Okay, Valie, we had a small interruption there by the phone call. And so you were saying, I was encouraging you to say a little New Year's greeting in French, please.
Well, in French, well, in Belgium, we would say bonne année et bonne santé, which is good year and good health. That's the way we greet the New Year. And we'd give four kisses to everybody.
And you're here in Ireland for what? This is your very first visit to Ireland or your first visit to Cork?
My first visit to Cork. I've been to Dublin before, and I'm very happy I could. I took the train here. I'm with my son, and I'm staying here with Trevor. I'm very happy to be with Trevor and his family. And, discovering Crosshaven.
Haven.
Crosshaven. And a nice little pub there.
Crosshaven, that's a good word for it.
Crosshaven, right.
Cronin's.
Yeah, Cronin's. That's where we went last night, and I had some Christmas pudding last night.
She was introduced to Christmas pudding, brandy
Lost
butter,
it.
Which
Lost
is
it.
Now going to be on order in Belgium next year, no doubt.
And I'm going back with soda bread to Belgium.
Brown soda bread from the English market. Actually, no, Jacqueline's soda bread, soon to be in the English market.
Valie, I happen to know this. You were earlier this year living in the place where the Tour de France started off this year.
Yes.
Yeah? But you've actually moved, is that right?
Yes, I now live in Brussels, which is about an hour away from Tournai. Tournai is on the French border. And very happy to be there. It's close to everything. Well, everything is close to everything in Belgium, but it's a very nice place to live in.
And is it easy to do? I mean, I'm going to ask you in a minute about what you actually do in your job, but is it easy to work remotely? I mean, Trevor travels all around the world, or at least to a few places like China and New York and Chicago,
South Africa.
South Africa, and you're going to the Middle East fairly soon, I think, yeah? But what's it like for you based in Brussels, trying to keep in touch with him?
Well, we Skype quite often. Skype is nice. And, email is, as long as I have Wi-Fi, I can be working anywhere.
Right.
Working on SIA and Irish Rail.
Yes.
Valie was tweeting on Irish Rail yesterday after her visit to Christchurch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was very surprised.
And Christchurch, for those who don't know, it is a real church, right? For which there is an in-hand guide,
there
yeah?
Is. Valie made a visit on New Year's Eve or...
Yeah, on the 31st I was there.
Was that your first time in Christchurch Cathedral?
Yes, it was.
And what were your impressions of Christchurch Cathedral? You knew it from the audio guide, I imagine.
Yes, I knew it from the audio guide, but I was impressed. Really nice, really, really nice. We did the tour, and then
and the history.
The history behind it is really interesting.
I can't remember. It's a kind of Gothic cathedral, isn't it? Is it one of those?
No, it dates back.
Is it got
to,
Norman?
Strongbow,
is it Norman? Norman arches in the cathedral.
The history
yeah?
of Ireland is involved in the Christchurch, from Strongbow to most of the kings of England came through Christchurch, or had a battle near it, or had a row, and went on. So it's from the audio, it's steeped in Irish history. And last year they famously had the relic stolen. They had a relic stolen. It was
a heart.
And ironically, attendances went up after the relic was stolen. So maybe there's a lesson there for everybody.
I see. So people who have
if you have a relic in
destinations,
a historical...
organize a theft,
yes,
and you'll your visitor numbers will go up.
Go up, publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
Valley, how did you ever get to work for In Hand Guides? How did it happen?
Well, I met Trevor in the company I worked for before at Baxter Pharmaceutical, and I was doing customer service then for Middle East and Africa. And that's how we met, because I would be taking care of I took care of Saudi Arabia and then Russia, so we met a few times. But
I'd be over training the group or chatting on email about deliveries or looking for a favor. You know, can you get that to South Africa quickly? So that's how we connected, and then Valley will tell you she was considering leaving. And I said, there is a life out there.
How long had you been with Baxter's?
I had been with Baxter around 12 years, I think. And then I decided to leave the company. And then I thought, you know, I'll find something else. I need a change in my life. And then I had stayed in touch with Trevor. And then when we talked, Trevor said to me, you know, would you like to work as a customer service rep for me? And I said, I would love it.
And that was quite a shift. I mean, from a big corporate environment, which I imagine Baxter's to have been, to a what at the time was a global small startup.
Yes, very different, but so much more fun.
Yes. She's regretting it ever since.
What do you like most about your job?
That it's so varied. I mean, I do many different things. I mean, mainly my it's the customer service part that I take care of. You know, I will be the contact between the client and the factory. I'll be giving them the information on the, you know, the shipping details. I'll be preparing the documents, you know, invoice, packing list, organizing the shipment. But I've also been doing some sales. For example, in my hometown in Tournai, they have a guide now. And so I went and knocked on their
door.
So
you persuaded them to...
Yes.
For the Tour de France.
Yeah. So I walked down my street because I just live, you know, 5 minutes walk from the cathedral. And that's where the tourism office is. And I just went to see them and I showed them the guide and they loved it. And they now have it in Tournai.
But I want to go back because you were just saying there you deal with shipping and all that. Not everybody will realize which country you're in contact with. So who are you in contact with when in relation to shipping product from the factory?
So I would be shipping from China to South Africa, to England, to Ireland, to Canada, to the States.
Anywhere around the world.
Yeah.
And is it easy to link with China? I mean, the time zone difference, is that any complication at all?
Well, I get up early to talk to them, but then they're off early too, so...
And you speak Chinese, of course?
Of course. Of course not. No, we don't talk through Skype, but we message with Skype also, with China.
And is it, I mean, I've no personal experience of dealing with China, and I know I've had loads of stories from Trevor about, you know, working with people in China. Have you got any funny stories about misunderstandings or anything else that has gone on between you and people in China?
Well, until now, I work with a person called Angel, and I have many friends in Spain, and Angel would be a man's name. And I thought it was a man, and then I realized it's a woman. And I mean, I've never called, you know, Mrs. or, you know, or Mr., but in my mind it was a man, and I was disappointed. But no, they're, you know, nice people to work with, and you know, I have very good contact
perfect
with them.
Perfect English on email, Outlook, yeah. Perfect.
Really? So Chinese people are actually is excellent, is it?
It's better than ours.
Yeah.
Better than mine, I should say.
So tell me, look, you're here and you've met some other people from In Hand Guides face-to-face earlier today. Do you give me an idea, what's it like to meet other people for the first time, I think, is that right? What's that been like?
It's the best. It's just like I'm meeting you now for the first time in person. And I met Shane and Jamie. And yeah, I had seen Shane before on Skype. But it's just the best when you see people... In, you know, when you can put a face to your name, and it's just the best. I mean, then things are different. Once you've met the person, things are even
more personal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, it makes a huge difference. I mean, this is our first time ever meeting face to face.
You tried.
I did, actually. I tried really hard. I got this ridiculous idea, which was that I wanted to be there when the Tour de France arrived, you know. Little did I realize how big the Tour de France was and how it would have been impossible to move around Tournai. Isn't that right?
It was kind of, difficult to move around. But I live so close to the center that it was, you know, easy to walk there. But it was very crowded.
And Paul's bicycle had a puncture anyway.
Trevor, what are you going to be doing now in the early part of this year? Come on, tell us a bit about the plans for in-hand guides for the future.
Well, the good news is we have lots of orders, which is very gratifying. We have a new UN order for a constitution of a country, which is nameless at the moment, but that's an interesting project to launch into. It's going into the UN in Kenya, and we'll... I don't know which country simply because I haven't heard the audio yet. And we have a lot of business already forecast for South Africa for our diabetic product. So
hang on, just come back to this constitution of a country. I mean, is it literally going to be reading the constitution into the audio, or is it going to be explaining the constitution to citizens, or what?
I will tell you when there's a 3-hour audio coming up in 49 sections. So again, this goes back to it seems a strange thing to do, but how do you publicise a constitution to people when you don't have communications in a country? So I would guess it's one of the East African countries. But it's our product is one of the ways to do it. So 5,000 units will be supplied to people. If you're out in the bush, you can't pick up a telephone, or you can't, you know, you don't have a newspaper. So our product is used because the content is secure and they can't take it off. So ours is used as a drop piece to educate people about the Constitution. So I'm guessing it's educational as well. We have run similar projects.
So there's a possibility that somewhere in Africa, school kids would be using in-hand guides to learn about the Constitution of their country?
Absolutely, yeah. So we will supply 5,000 units sometime in March, and there'll be probably a follow-on order. There's a second project running as well at the moment, which we're waiting to hear from. So between education and this is all this public advocacy, which we've talked about. And then on the tourism side, we have agreed to supply product to 9/11 in New York. So that's going to be a big launch next April. There's the 9/11 Families Museum, and their product will be sold. It'll either be 2 or possibly 5 languages, depending on a grant they're waiting for. And we'll produce all the audio. And it'll be sold for people then who want to go outside the tribute centre, which was set up by the families post 9/11, and into the National Memorial.
And at present, is the audio already recorded?
No. They just have guides. You have to book in on a certain time every day, and if it's full, it's full. But they also don't have multi-language. So in this case, they'll sell... I know we're starting in English and Spanish, and they're talking of Italian, French, German, and Chinese, if they get the grant. So if so, we'll produce 6 languages and put product in 6 languages.
And whose voice will be on the all these languages? Are you going to get Valley to record several of them for you?
Valley won't do the Chinese one for some reason. So we'll use professional voiceover... in London. But one of the problems for Spanish is, in America, do you use Spanish Spanish? Do you use Mexican Spanish? Do you use American Spanish?
Cuban Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we do is we go to professional providers, we take, we get audio clips from various speakers, and we send them over and we ask the client to make a decision. So they will make a decision on what, in Spanish, what sort of Spanish do you want? The other language is straightforward. Connor will do the English one. We'll have a German to do the German, French. We also have the Boston Freedom Trail on board for next April as well, which is the famous walk through Boston, 4 hours walk with 46 stops. And it's the history of America, in effect.
Wow.
Because obviously that's where independence and all the fighting started.
Oh, we have people arriving. We have my daughter arriving and my wife arriving. So look, Vali, I'm going to give you the last word, right? We're going to wrap up the audio. Anything you want to say about 2013?
Well, lots of happiness to everybody and lots more audio guides everywhere in the world. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Vali. Thank you very much, Trevor.
Thanks, Paul.
And from this hotel, the Moran's Hotel in Cork, the Silver Springs, we'll say cheerio from In Hand Guides.
Yeah.